Do you believe in sea monsters? Taken from Job chapter 40 and 41. Do you think you've seen it all? Have you ever heard of Leviathan, the mystical creature of the sea? Does he exist in your mind as a fact or fiction? If you are among the many who believe he is the product of a wild imagination, I challenge you to read Job chapter 40 and 41. God gives great details of both Leviathan and Behemoth, two completely different species, one for the land and one for the sea. Now consider Behemoth, whom I made along with you. He ranks first among God's works. Only his maker can approach him with his sword. And Leviathan? 34 verses are dedicated to describing Leviathan. He is not a figment of anyone's imagination except Father's. He's described as having strong tuck, matchless strength, terrible teeth behind the doors of his face. He sneezes light and his mouth shoots fiery torches. His nostrils belch steam and his flaming breath sets coals on fire. Father speaks of Leviathan's strength and heart as hard as a lower millstone. When he rears himself up, the gods are afraid, beside themselves in despair. Nothing can penetrate his scales or body. On earth, there is nothing like him, a creature without fear. He looks straight at all high things. He is king over all proud beasts. Revelation will tell the story of how Leviathan and Behemoth will meet their end at the hand of their maker. My dad used to tell me, believe nothing you hear and only half of what you see. But when you get your information from the instruction manual, the Bible, believe God's word is absolute truth. He cannot lie. He doesn't have to make up stories when the truth is fantastic enough. Just as demons still roam the earth unseen by most, so do the mystical monsters. Have you thanked Father today for his hand of protection against the fierce forces you do not see? If not, now would be a good time. If this encourages or challenges you, please share.